Are you ready?
Am I?
Are you ready?
Ready, yes.
Ready.
What is your name and how old are you?
I'm Danilo and I'm 23 years old.
Do you want to do it in Portuguese too or?
Ah, meu nome é Danilo e eu tenho 23 anos.
Okay. What are you doing? What are you doing in life and since when are you doing this?
I'm studying international affairs in Argentina since 2017, but during this time so many things happened, so I'm working with a lot of things, teaching Spanish online, helping the group, helping my mom with her job, so a lot of things at the same time, but studying since 2017.
Just check if it's occurring. I think maybe it's easier only English.
Okay.
Right, otherwise, it's a little bit hard. Do you like what you're doing in life?
Yes, I think I'm going the good way. Like, I like what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How did it come to this that you're doing?
Well, it was just... I received a scholarship in 2015, so this scholarship changed everything in my life because I had no expectation to learn a new language and go outside the country. And then after I got the scholarship, it helped so much because I met people from other countries and I came from my hometown that's know a lot of tourists, so I couldn't talk to anyone. And then when I met people, this make me feel like that I need to go and meet more persons from other countries and visit them and visit the country and the culture and learn more language. And that's why I came back to study international affairs 2 years later. And now I just want to keep doing this. I want to keep traveling and discovering new places and new cultures.
Wow, that's cool. Do you have a dream in life from which you want to tell me?
Yeah. Just be happy if in some moments I change my plans. And if I'm just happy, it's gonna be okay. Like, I don't care what I'm gonna be doing in like 5 or 10 years. But if I'm feeling good with this, it's okay. If I'm just in a beach like this, mm-hmm. like we are, I'm gonna be okay. Like, I just want to be happy.
So enjoying the moment.
Yeah,
enjoying
the moment, yeah.
What is your most inspiring encounter you had in your life?
Encounter? I met the Norway counselor. The Norway counselor in Argentina. And he had not a similar story, but... a similar story as me. He was discovering things and he decided to study. And for me, it was an inspiring thing because I want to be a counselor one day. So he was very inspired. Like, I'm inspired by him.
Okay. If you had one wish, what would it be?
Well, that's a hard question. Only one? Can I get like... my wish is like have 3 more wishes?
Yes, you can.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now
so,
you can.
So, okay. 3 more wishes. And then from my 3 more wishes, one of them is like to get more 3 more wishes. And then it never ends.
Infinity.
Yeah, infinity.
Infinity
wishes. Yeah. But, the thing. For me, I wish my own happiness and all my family happiness. But for everybody, like I wish happiness for everybody. With the happiness, you can get all the objects you want, like the things normal. If you are happy and healthy, you can get the others just working.
That's beautiful.
So happiness and healthy things.
That's nice wish for everyone.
For everybody.
What do you think people think about you, which is maybe not true?
I think some people think I'm limited in some things, like about conversation or something. But I think I have more to share than they think. Like, yeah. There are some people that just talk to me about like my life in Argentina or something, always like the same, but I think I can talk about rocks and everything. Like
any topic.
But normally the people do it. Like they maybe gonna talk you always about USA or your life in Haiti and how did you came, and you have so many more things to share, and you too, like how was Switzerland, and then it's like you want to talk about other things, not only because you was born there. Sometimes it's hard too because you don't know, so I understand some people because they can't know that everything you know and you can share, but I think the people think we are limited. But not only me, like everybody.
Is there something in life you would give everything for?
The happiness of my family.
Yeah.
That's all. You just can think about that.
That's beautiful. Which moment you remember was so beautiful that you would love to live it again?
The first time when I went out of Brazil was, for me, was a start, because since I was a child I was thinking that I never could do this, and then I get the scholarship, so it was my first step. So my first country, that was Argentina, when I went there and I see everything in Spanish and the people talking other language, I was like, okay, I did it. And then after, when I went to Europe, was again like I'm going far and far, so I can just keep going and to discover everything. Yeah. So, but the moment was the first time. So when I arrived in the first country outside Brazil, was like, okay, I'm going.
Yeah.
Like world, just wait a little bit, then I'm starting. I don't know how many years gonna take to finish this, but I'm going.
Yeah. Nice. Which kind of people are inspiring for you and why?
The people that do what they want, not because of money, not because of famous, just what they want. So just a person that is selling water in the beach, if she wants to do it, she's inspiring for me. Like she is doing what she wants, not because the society, what the society told them to do. Like, you know, by example, here to be doctor is very famous thing, because they earn a lot. So when all the people, like all the children, she said, oh, you're gonna be doctor when you're good, when you're big, right, when you're adult. It's like, maybe not, maybe he wants to be a policeman, or something.
Just
so,
because he liked it.
Yeah, just because he liked it. So all the people that could choose what they want and not because the family was saying, they are inspiring because they won against all this society.
They do their own
way. If you want to be a teacher, just go and be a teacher. You don't gonna earn so much money than others professional, but that's what you want.
Yeah.
No?
So, What else do you want to tell the world? Like, do you have a message for the world?
It's hard question too, but I think the world needs to know the people and the culture too. After that, they create their stereotypes. You know, like, maybe you hate someone because he's gay, so you have to meet someone, be friend of one, and then after you're gonna just realize that this is just a normal person as you, or a black person is the same as you, or a person from India is the same of you, or from China is the same of you. Like, we have so much in common. It not depends from where you come or what kind of color you have or the sexuality, nothing. Like, all the world have common things, and we just have to know more about the people or the culture. So the countries that hate each other, like in the Middle East or something, if they could meet and talk and have a beer together, they're gonna realize that they don't hate each other. It was just the context, the govern, so everything. What is the thing?
Like the message.
The message is just, if you have the opportunity, take a beer with someone and talk. And it's going to be easier.
Wow, this is a very, very beautiful message to the world. Thank you so much.
Thank you.